Hi, this is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking, and I'm talking to Mark Lesko. He's the executive director of Accelerate Long Island, and they are trying to make technologies come to pass and become viable industries, and with the help of major institutions on Long Island. And the discussion so far has been really enlightening and interesting, but I wanted to talk about something he has done in the past. You were in charge of the hub at one point, right?
Well, as supervisor of the town of Brookhaven, we were leading the effort to put the hub plan in effect. And we took steps, including primarily the designation of a master developer to develop the north 50 acres, the 50 acres north of the
transition. How big is the entire thing?
Well, it depends on how you define it. I mean, if you include the southern parking lots, compost area, portions of the airport, I believe it's close to 100 acres or more. The Brookhaven piece, the Brookhaven designated area for redevelopment was, I think, exactly 50 acres or right around there.
So the concept is to have a business community encompassing a residential community. So in other words, everybody's living, could be living close to their job.
Mixed use, I think, is the typical term. And yes, it would be a live, work, play environment. And the thing that made it exciting was that it, you know, is right next to the busiest train station in the Long Island Railroad system. And you have air, train, and car all within the same vicinity. And so, and you had space. So, and you also had a portion of that area, which I think all would agree would be considered blighted. So you had all the ingredients to put together really a world-class transit-oriented development hub. We had planners from all over the country take a look at the project, and they basically thought it was one of the most exciting TOD projects in the entire country, and still is. And I commend the folks in government now, County Executive Ballone, Supervisors Romaine and Carpenter, who I think recently entered into an agreement to collaborate around the hub, and also to continue the discussions about how the airport fits into that mix. That's hugely important. I know my good friend Pete Scully was just appointed the Suffolk County Sewer Czar, if that's the right title. I like the title anyway, so I'm just going to say it. and Pete's an extraordinarily talented public servant.
Yeah, I know Scully a long time.
And he and I would imagine this is going to be one of the projects that's going to be in his jurisdiction. So it's just got all the exciting elements. It's a long-term play. And I don't think people quite appreciate that the master developer, Tritech, is taking a lot of risk on in this deal. I mean, it's a business venture for them. And a lot of the property is privately owned, and they have to go out and negotiate private contracts on the properties.
Don't we know what the cost of the property is? I mean, we know what real estate costs.
Well, I mean, we do that all. I mean, I shouldn't say we.
The reason why I bring that up, Mark, is this. I had the Montauk Bus Company. I think that was the name of the company. They own buses there, and they have a garage. And they came on the show. They asked to be on the show. They wanted to have their voices heard. So I gave them a forum. And it appears that the government bodies are not prepared to pay the price. You remember Mike LeGrandy?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sure.
Michael Grandy was a friend of mine, and he was a hard-nosed guy, man. You didn't mess with Mike. He was a tough guy. But he said one thing, and he says, it's the Brooklyn rule. You want it, you pay for it. That's all. Why are they having such problems paying for the property? They want to give them 10 cents on the dollar.
Well, it depends on who you're talking to. I mean,
if they say 10 cents on the dollar, they might be talking really 50 cents on the dollar.
Look, it's all negotiation. But these are business people involved in negotiation. I am fully confident they will resolve that issue, and that will establish what will it create? A market price. And a market price presumes negotiation between market participants. And so one side says that they're offering me 10 cents on the dollar. The other side says I'm offering 110 cents on the dollar. And somewhere in between is the market price. And I'm a big believer in the private sector. I love being in the private sector now to accelerate Long Island. Let the market work. This is a long-term play with sophisticated business people.
Help me understand the concept of eminent domain. When I use eminent domain, do I start to dictate the price too?
No, I think the notion that eminent domain is going to be exercised here is remote. I don't think that's going to end up happening. I think that at least right now, eminent domain presumes that government gets involved, which they're not. The town of Brookhaven is not in the middle of these negotiations. So there's really no leverage on either side because eminent domain is really not on the table right now. In the future, could it be? Potentially. But right now, it's an arm's length negotiation between property owners, businesses.
And the people who want to buy it.
And the people that want to buy it. And let them figure it out. And that's, you know, always been the presumption in the Ronkonkoma Hub plan. And I'll give an example. Tritech, and it was one of the things that made them attractive, participated in a similar process down in Patchogue. And everybody was crying about eminent domain. As I understand it, I might be wrong. I don't believe eminent domain was ever used in the Tritech project. They were able to reach deals. It took a while. And, you know, they may say they overpay. The other side might say they underpaid, but the point is, it got done.
Help me understand the concept of eminent domain. I'm a business that wants to buy you out. I can't use eminent domain because I'm not a municipality.
No, it's a municipality. It has to be a municipality, and it has to be for very specific purposes. And one of the purposes to promote economic development in blighted areas.
Well, help me understand this. Tritech is a private organization.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the bus company, they told me that they were fearful of the process of eminent domain. And they said, where do they come off using it? They can't. And I'm not so sure they can't use it. I think they can.
I think what's the term? The eminent domain argument's a straw man. It's a negotiating ploy because I don't think anybody expects that eminent domain will be exercised in Ronkonkoma. I can't say, you know, for certain it won't be, but I don't think anybody's envisioning that. And like you say, for that to happen, you have to have the municipality, the town of Brookhaven, or some other governmental entity step into the equation. That's not happening. So folks need to understand, this is a bargaining position. This is what really is going on here.
When I was in my 20s, I had a farm up in northern Vermont. Oh, I'll regale you with all the crap I got involved in my life. But at that time, they were building the interstate highway through Vermont. And the farmer that I bought my property from was cut in half because it went right through. But that was eminent domain. I saw his plight. It was, you know, they did build, highway style ways for the animals to cross underneath and put fences up so they wouldn't go on the highway and all that. But it was very disruptive. And,
you know, I mean, you know, these are always hot button issues. I mean, you know, municipalities, levels of government throughout the country exercise eminent domain powers on a daily basis. I mean, it can be as simple as a small patch of property for drainage purposes to widening a road by a couple feet to something much more dramatic like the one you just described where you're...
Well,
you're,
the interstate highway was something I agreed had to be built.
Right.
And it, you know, everybody, even in the rural, you know, People's Republic of Vermont, which is where you... used to call it.
But were you?
They understood it.
You were compensated for that. I mean, there's a process for compensation.
And, yes.
You know, some people that have been on the receiving end of that, it can end up being an economic windfall. For some people, it's a hardship, and it's just on a case by case basis. And sometimes these things are difficult.
Yeah. So that's really not not something that you would be thinking that would be happening over there.
I just look at track records, and I look at particularly Tritech's track record in Patchogue, where, like I said, I don't believe eminent domain. I might be wrong, but I don't believe it had to be exercised. I'm very confident that they're reasonable, great business folks and community-oriented. They live here in Brookhaven. So I fully expect that this will all get resolved.
Briefly, what do you think the economic impact of that hub would be when it's completed?
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Hundreds of millions of dollars of tax money?
No, economic benefit.
Oh.
You know, in terms of jobs, construction-related jobs, permanent jobs, housing. I mean, just the economic benefit alone of that project is going to be astronomical. It may be the most impactful project of its type that we've seen on Long Island, at least in generations.
Then of course Walkoff too. That's
another huge one. So those type of mega projects have huge economic.
I had David on the show too.
Oh, you did? Good.
Yeah. This is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. We have covered a lot of topics here with Mark. I've been talking to Mark Lesko. He's the executive director of Accelerate Long Island, and he had the experience of being the county executive town supervisor. All right. Thank
Sounds
you so
good.
Much.
Sounds good. That was fun.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were in radio. In the